Now, if you live in Vermont and happen to receive a mysterious letter or postcard with no return address, don't just throw it away. It could be a bit of verse sent to you randomly from Vermont's own poet laureate, Mary Ruffel.
My project is mailing anonymously, no return address, 1,000 poems to 1,000 Vermont residents chosen randomly from the Vermont phone books. Some of them are on postcards. If I send haiku, anything that's six lines or less would go on a postcard. But for the most part, the majority are full-length poems sent in envelopes.
Mary, are these your poems? Are they poems written by others?
No, the rule is no poems of my own are included. These are poems written in all centuries from all over the world. Some are contemporary American, some are ancient Chinese, some are Spanish poems that have been translated, or French poems, or Norwegian poems. You know, it's everything. I have in my possession a phone book for every county in Vermont, and I choose them randomly, and there is no way for me to know the reaction, but that's part of it. It's sort of a random act of poetry, an act of surprise, an anonymity, and I'm quite sure that half of them end up in the trash and are met with confusion, but I'm also confident that some of them hit the right person at the right time.
How did this idea come to you? Why did you want to do this?
Because I am absolutely devoted to the Postal Service and letters and mail, and I'm very reclusive. Most of the projects involve community workshops and readings, and I wanted something different. I believe every poem is a letter. A quote from Emily Dickinson would be, "This is my letter to the world." I also have tried to choose poems that were appropriate to either the season and the weather or what's going on in our state or nation. An example would be poems that might make one think of COVID. During the Black Lives Matter protests, I exclusively sent poems by African Americans, that kind of thing. So sometimes they are consciously chosen and other times they're not.
Are you curious at all? I know this is meant to be anonymous and nobody knows you're sending them. You don't know the reactions, but are you curious at all about some of the reactions you might get? Somebody that may be moved by something that you sent them?
Oh, yes. Well, I would love to see a video of all these people opening the envelopes. I would get a kick out of that.
What do you think poetry can do for people, Mary, especially now? You mentioned COVID. This has been such a difficult year for so many people. And I'm not saying that poetry can take the place of a vaccine or, you know, the loss of a loved one. But can poetry help during these times? And if so, how?
Well, you're right. It certainly does not take the place of any of the things you mentioned. I think to make one be still for a moment and pay attention to anything is a good thing. A moment of attention in a day which otherwise might be lost to ceaseless activity.
When did you start doing this, and how long will this project continue?
I believe that to send 1,000 will take me 2 to 3 years. I began in the fall. I've sent a little less than 400. I send them every week. The poems I Xerox from books, but if it's on a postcard, I type it on a typewriter, and I always put the author's name below the poem, and I do plan on handwriting some.
I just imagine so many great reactions. There could be somebody who's never read that particular poem that you've sent out before, might be moved by it. There might be somebody who receives a poem that happens to be just coincidentally one of their own favorites, and they might be thinking, "Who sent this to me? I love this poem."
Yeah, I think you're far more optimistic than I am. I think that many people have never read a poem before that are receiving these. That's interesting. I've never thought about if it's a poem they would recognize. You know, I've sent some short Dickinson on postcards. I sent a Robert Frost. but I tend not to pick poems that are extremely well-known. They're free to do whatever they want with it or think whatever they want. I'm not trying to convert anyone. I'm just trying to surprise people with something that is interesting.
Mary Ruffel is Vermont's poet laureate. She is also an essayist, and she has published numerous collections of poetry. The most recent, Dunce, was longlisted for the National Book Award in Poetry and was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in 2020. Mary Ruffel, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch, and thank your listeners. And who knows, maybe someone's listening to the radio that got a poem, and they'll call you and tell you their reaction.
If you are one of those people, please do. Or send me an email, mwertlieb@vpr.org. I love this project.